A recently released study by Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Medical Center is raising big hopes that HIV can be medically prevented by taking a daily drug regimen known as pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. The real-world study followed more than 600 mostly gay men in San Francisco for almost 3 years. They all took Truvada, the first and only PrEP drug approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Not a single one of the subjects on the daily regimen became infected with the virus that causes AIDS, even those who did not wear a condom during sex.
This is a game changer in the fight against HIV.
That is Valerie Wagner, the chief operating officer of APLA Health and Wellness. She oversees 3 nonprofit clinics in Los Angeles and says PrEP has the potential to help a variety of patients.
Women and straight men, for individuals that are sexually active, who are engaging in sex with multiple partners, or who use recreational drugs when they are engaging in sexual activity, or anyone who just feels like they would be a good candidate for PrEP.
APLA Health and Wellness started offering PrEP late last year, and Wagner describes it as one of the best-kept secrets in HIV prevention. She is cautious to note that the drug is not a replacement for condoms. PrEP does not prevent gonorrhea, syphilis, and other sexually transmitted diseases.
You know, a raincoat and an umbrella, right? So condoms have been around since the beginning of this epidemic. If condoms alone were enough, we wouldn't have the epidemic, because in the beginning that was all we had. But condoms, along with a drug that has proven to be effective in preventing the transmission of HIV or the acquisition of HIV, I mean, why not?
Wagner says while the Affordable Health Care Act has made prescribing Truvada easier, she admits that working with insurance companies in order to get PrEP can be, in her words, a bear. And that's why the organization brought Ken Almanza onto the staff earlier this year. His official title is PrEP Navigator.
My job is to just hold their hand the entire process and really make it reasonable and not overwhelming.
While insurance coverage can be one barrier to PrEP, the stigma attached to what some are calling a party drug is another. Danny Cruz is a former licensed vocational nurse who now works as a male escort. He uses PrEP to remain HIV negative and says one has to be responsible for it to work, just like with birth control pills.
A lot of people, when they hear you take Truvada, they think you've thrown condoms out the window, you're just going to go be a slut, when that's actually not the case. You're taking this to prevent something that you don't want. And you recognize that you're going to have to take this pill every day, but it's more for your personal peace of mind than it is for you to have a pass to go be promiscuous.
Detractors of the drug say its use could wind up having the opposite effect, spreading HIV if users skip daily doses or stop using condoms. And in Black and brown communities, some are reluctant to take Truvada. APLA Health and Wellness Chief Operating Officer Wagner says many recall the decades-long U.S. Public Health Service experiment in which Black men in rural Alabama were told they were getting free health care when, in fact, doctors were merely monitoring the untreated progression of the venereal disease syphilis.
A lot of people have likened it to syphilis and the Tuskegee experiment. People feel that the government is giving people HIV to test alone.
So one of the things I think we need to talk about is what the messaging we're going to do for the new...
Public education efforts to dispel the suspicion are underway at the clinic. The challenge now is to increase awareness about the drug and its effectiveness when taken daily. The studies about PrEP have been compelling enough that the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors approved a plan in June to make PrEP a part of the county's HIV prevention strategy, joining major urban centers, including New York City, San Francisco, and the states of Florida and Washington. Lennon Ozizwe, FSRN, Los Angeles.